welcome to 5 from Overdrive, the show that features the top 5 headlines from our daily email newsletter. And now, here's our host.
What's up, truckers? This is 5 from Overdrive, and I'm Executive Editor Jack Roberts coming to you live from our studios in beautiful Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Before I get to the news today, I want to give a shout-out to our sponsor. That's U.S. Express. They're looking for new drivers, and they would like for you to apply. You can visit usexpress.com to learn more about their benefits packages. If you're looking for a new job, give them a call. That is 888-988-4348. And now, let's get to the news. In our lead story today, the ATA, the American Trucking Association, has pointedly taken aim at a recently released study from a university in Brazil, of all places, which suggests that drug and alcohol use among truck drivers worldwide is not uncommon. ATA called these findings inaccurate and said that reports from U.S. media outlets about the study are sensationalized. The study suggests that about 30% of drivers worldwide admitted to using amphetamines, while 20% admitted to using marijuana, and 3% admitted to cocaine use. ATA Chairman Phil Bird, president of Bulldog Highway Express, says the media outlets that republished the story did not check it for accuracy and said the study is, quote, disrespectful to truck drivers. ATA said in its rebuttal that the study's, quote, findings were based on self-reported and limited biological testing of drivers from Latin America, Australia, and allegedly the United States. The results stand in stark contrast to the ongoing data collected by U.S. authorities based on biological testing of U.S. truck drivers, end quote. So there, University in Brazil, take that. On the equipment side of things, Navistar says it has completed a major milestone in its transition to SCR technology. Navistar, maker of International Truck, says it has completed its transition away from exhaust gas recirculation-only engines to selective catalytic reduction exhaust aftertreatment technology as a means to comply with 2010 engine emissions standards for diesel engines. The final piece of the puzzle, the Lone Star on-highway tractor equipped with the Cummins ISX15, is now available for order, the company said today. The company's transition began in December 2012 after it became apparent that its proprietary Max Force engines would not comply with emission standards using EGR alone. Navistar struck up a partnership with Cummins and did away with its Max Force 15 engine to offer Cummins ISX15 as its 15-liter option. At that time, the company also began using Cummins SCR after-treatment equipment on its Max Force 13-liter engines. So that's good news for Navistar. And on the legislative front today, FCMSA has issued a final rule this week that officially provides an exemption of the 30-minute break requirement of the current hours of service rule to short-haul drivers. The rule comes in response to an August 2nd court ruling in which a U.S. Court of Appeals vacated that portion of the rule for short haulers. Short haul drivers are defined as any driver, CDL holder, or otherwise, who operates within a 100-mile radius of his or her normal work reporting location, or non-CDL drivers who operate within a 150-mile radius of the location where they report for duty. FMCSA stopped enforcing the break requirement for short haulers after the court ruling in August, but the final rule issued this week makes it legally official. The national average price for a gallon of on-highway diesel fuel has dropped 1.6 cents in the week ending on October 28th to an average of $3.87 a gallon. This is according to the Department of Energy's Energy Information Administration. That's the lowest national average since the week that ended July 15th. The price of diesel, as reported by the EIA, hasn't risen week to week since the week ending September 2nd, which saw a big spike spurred by the increased likelihood of U.S. intervention in the Syrian civil war. Prices fell in all regions nationally. California still has the country's most expensive diesel, no surprise there, $4.12 a gallon, while the Gulf Coast region has the nation's cheapest supply with $3.78 a gallon. All regions are also well below their average prices from the same week this time last year, led by a 33-cent difference in the Rocky Mountain region. In driver reward news, national carrier CR England has awarded a 2013 Harley-Davidson Sportster 72 motorcycle to one of its company drivers for showing fuel economy and idling improvements in the third quarter of this year. CR England awards a motorcycle to a driver each quarter for fuel economy improvements. The winner in the third quarter this year is Fareed Nakhla. He's from Bayonne, New Jersey, and he drives a 2012 Freightliner Cascadia in England's intermodal division. Nakhla was able to maintain 8.18 miles per gallon average in the third quarter with an 18.18% idle average. And now it's time for Overdrive's question of the week. Has the hours of service rule change impacted you in any way? Are you running fewer miles, making less income? They worked out for you. Overdrive wants to know. Please give them a call at 530-40-VOICE and tell us what you think. Until next time, this is Executive Editor Jack Roberts wishing you guys safe travels out there. Thanks, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks again for joining us for today's Overdrive in 5 podcast. If you've got something to say, want to answer a question, or just want to let us know what you think about a story, give us a call at 530-40-VOICE. That's 530-40-VOICE. Or give us a shout out on Twitter using the hashtag OVDRadio. We'll pick some of the best comments to read or listen to on air. So with that, we're signing out with today's Overdrive in 5 podcast. Stay safe out there.